18 minutes after 2 o'clock, you're listening to VOB 92.9 FM. Fireworks 2019. Yours truly, the R-O-N-N-I-E-C-L-A-R-K-E, Roddy Clark. The radio's youngest old man in the chair on the air. Big time Liverpool fan, we've won it 6 times. And still, the 5,670th best looking man at Starcom Network. Drop one spot. That's because Dennis Johnson did fireworks yesterday with Sluggy. And did well too. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Sluggy. Well, the juniors, they had their semi-finals this past weekend and the finalists have been determined. They'll be getting ready for their massive night on stage, looking to secure one of 3 crowns. That is, of course, 6 to 10, 11 to 14 and 15 to 18. The race for a place at Kensington Oval to face King Blood, that kicks off on Thursday with Judgment for the Cave Shepherd All-Stars. Judgment is completed on the 19th of July at the Shining Stars.
It may be a gun that fires the final shot. It may be a knife that punctures the fatal spot. The seed we sowed, it was growing. Roots were deep. 6 feet deep. And now all of we are falling, 'cause blood flowing in the street. We can't say we didn't know, we can't say we didn't see. These signs were there long ago, finger pointed wouldn't help we. I hear mothers and fathers crying, brothers and crying, all family members crying for real. 'Cause morally we are dying, spiritually we dying, socially we are dying. We have failed to confront the issues, we ignored and refused. Now the elephant in the room, we can't brush aside with a broom. There's an elephant in the room. Systems broken down, core values are not the same. I see dysfunction, disrespect, disregard, despair. Because our standards are falling, misguided spreading amongst the youth. Upon in the treasure chest, his dream is just a nightmare. There's rebellion, there is protest. I hear mothers and fathers crying, brothers and sisters crying, all family members crying for real. 'Cause morally we are dying, spiritually we dying, socially we are dying. We have faith. Certain demographic. While see numbers rising, hopes are falling through the cracks. And the whole world is watching while we grappling with these facts.
and fathers crying, brothers and sisters crying, all family members crying, for real. Cause morally we are dying, spiritually we dying, socially we are dying, we have failed to call a spade, now the price must be paid, and the elephant in the room, we can't brush aside with our broom.
Isolating, proxy and terrorists is killing me. I know. don't know what it is that I do, Bajans. I never yet set out to offend no one, but they don't like me. They don't like Ramazes. Every time I look in to do a song, they tell their producers to shut me down, but they don't like me. They don't like Ramazes. I'm standing on the wrong side of history, cause they hate me more than Smokey Burke and TC. So I decide to take this bad energy and use it for the good of this hating society. So you can be cheering when criminals in handcuffs and they smile. Think about me, pretend it is Ramazes. Don't find excuses for your politician friends when they teething. Think about me, pretend it is Ramazes. And don't be on Facebook sharing videos with your friends of children fighting. Think about me, pretend it is Ramazes. And I want your cuss when you can't get the bus. Cuss about the violence in Barbados. And cuss about the garbage collection. Cuss the tax situation. On these issues you shall cuss the authority.
Ramazes,
and I want your cuss, both your severance pay.
Cuss,
who bringing
Indeed. The man's name is Ramesses Brown, and you're listening to VOB 92.9 FM. It is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Sluggy is in, and we will chat with Sluggy and you. Fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM with the kind compliments of Armstrong Agencies and Sun Brand Products, West Indian Waterproofing, Coscap, and Rotoplastics, Barbados Limited. Sluggy, good afternoon.
Manners.
Had a chance to check out Dennis and yourself after the show when I was preparing the show for inclusion in the overnight log. Sound like you had a great time yesterday. Had the guys from Kaiso Kickback. You have Joaquin. And of course, you have many, many calls. And how's it been going for you since we last had the opportunity to be together like Cliff Richard and Olivia Newton-John singing Suddenly in 1980?
It's been great, man. It's been great. I got a chance to take in some of the competitions and they were great. And, you know, first, me say congratulations to my boy King Bubba and Eskia. And King Bubba's a really good dude, man. A really, really good dude. And he put Barbados Soca on the map. He's travel hard and represent Barbados. So big up King Bubba. One time, you know, he don't do it for any money or trophies. Just do it because he love it. And big up Eskia, the youngster that came through, Ronnie. You know, he wrote the song that Rick won with last year. Come back this year and win himself. So that's phenomenal. I heard that judging starting this week, the hot one, the $100,000 judging is starting this week here on Thursday, I believe is the first day.
It is, Cape Shepherd All-Stars.
Oh boy, being judged for $100,000 now, Ronnie. Like, I won't want to be under that pressure. That has got to be a lot of pressure.
Well, you can't think about the money. You got to think about the judges and judging. And deliver in the various categories.
Yeah, true. If you're already out 15,000-20,000 in things.
Why would you put yourself out 15,000-20,000?
Then again, it's not two songs anymore. You're right. That's half.
For pick of the crop. Why would you do that? Because you're telling yourself that you got to finish fourth and above.
Yeah.
To make back that money.
Or you want to put on a really good show so that people can see you and hopefully it will propel your career.
To where?
Me from, don't do that, Ronnie, man. That's
oh, I talking pick of the crop to where,
but pick of the crop. Don't forget, you're thinking old pick of the crop. I think it pick of the crop now with Marvis singing Push and Go True, okay. with Slocum singing Elephant in the Room, with Edwin singing songs like them. Is songs that could play alongside the
play alongside ballads. Perform where,
you mean like Push and Go True anywhere in the world?
I'm saying, which events in Barbados will you be booked for those?
I ain't thinking Barbados really.
I'm not talking about the quality of the work, because there's no doubt.
For sure.
Them songs can perform anywhere. Because, you know.
No, I know you won't question quality, you know that.
Musically, there's a lot more to a Pick of the Crop song than your standard pop song.
Well, you thinking Pick of the Crop songs, they thinking Pick of the Crop now. That we tell we thinking two different things. You thinking Pick of the Crop.
No.
I ain't thinking Pick
of
the Crop.
No, listen, I'm thinking.
Because I believe Pick of the Crop is having a lot of songs that like are not social commentary.
No, but listen to me. The music prepared for songs which are offered this year for Pick of the Crop. Yeah. In the variety, right?
Yeah.
The complexity of music and vocal range and approach is usually significantly more demanding than your average pop song.
For sure.
Now, the irony is your average pop song is more commercially successful.
Yeah.
And
10 times.
Those artists, while they may have depth mentally and educationally, they don't necessarily display it too often in the work that makes them money.
Nah.
So you would have to catch them in a different environment to see the side which is complex. Now, we demand complex here.
Yes, for sure.
But we don't expect complex to have any financial returns. We're doing it because we want to show how smart we are.
But that reality, I had to sit there and bait for a second, because that is such a harsh reality. And I'm thinking, I'm being optimistic that those days have finished. I'm being optimistic that throughout the year we will have a show here or there, you know, one show a month or one or two big shows every 2 months, where all different kinds of music can be featured, where you can take all of you artists, like all who sing that kind of music, and give the people that really love it, who will sit down home a whole year, them are glad to come up, you know, when they get the pension check or they get paid any month. They'll say, I could spend a $40 and go and hear some nice Jamal and Ronnie and Marve and Colin Spencer. You know, I'm sure they got a crowd. We have 280,000 people in Barbados. I'm sure we could find 7,000 people that willing, out of that 280,000 that willing to come out once it is marketed properly and structured correct. So I'm being optimistic that this type of competition, and being by there's so much money and it being by it causes so much attraction, that we can take this energy and carry it throughout the year.
You're being optimistic. You must be Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis and the Sounds of Blackness. That was a hit for them in 1990. Now, there's a thought being shared that outside of the one song competition, generating excitement and making sure that financially it is worthwhile, that there is an advantage, unintended, of there being less criticism from the Calypsonians in their songs now, less names being included in their songs now, because they don't want to marginalize their chances of advancing to the National Calypso Competition final. You think that's a fair view?
Ain't sure.
If not intended, it may be a benefit.
If not intended, unintentionally it happens.
Unintentionally, that you'll get a lot of nice songs, a lot of nice nation-building songs, Barbados We Love You, and this, that, rise up and become somebody in the name of whatever.
And that'll make it easier, that'll make it softer,
that persons may feel, in order not to offend, don't call any politicians' names, don't call names of public figures, and don't call names that sound like something which it is not, but people think it is. You think people are so careful now, it's going to be sanitized?
Nah. No. And if so, only for the first year. Don't get it twisted, Ronnie, with us in Barbados. Everything, you know, the honeymoon phase, but people will go back on the rampage, I'm sure, because...
Rampage?
Of course.
Like a Peter rampage?
Yes.
A Ramesses page?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly like a Ramesses page. So people are taught, you know, there are a lot of things to sing about. You know, you got Busphere, you got whole NHC is being around.
Do you think every song should have a list of 56 things in it?
You don't have to. You could write a song on one topic and still
about
the whole.
This is what people tell Calypsoans every month. You got real things to sing about, as if they expect you to mention 300 things in a list.
And no, we expect 300 people to mention at least 200 things.
Nobody shares and says, well, you mentioned 1 to 4, I'm gonna mention 5 to 8.
No, you're gonna share, but if you check Calypso traditionally, which I'm sure you did, you would always have that, because the guys weren't afraid of the past to sing about your things. So naturally, writers would got 5 or 6 different topics and song ideas. That is what I do. You've got different you'll have skeletons, so we'll have like a chorus and a hookline and a bridge, probably only for no, or a verse and chorus for no, about 6-7 different topics. And you know, Ronnie sing about flies. I don't go sing with flies.
Don't mention my name or what I'm singing about. Okay?
Andrea sing about flies, so I could now go and sing about buckets.
Well, let's have a bucket of phone calls. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Fireworks.
Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Greetings.
Glad to hear you,
Caravan. Yes, it's good to be here.
I listen to you on Monday evening, listen to you, right? And I understand everything you said about that song.
All right, but hold on a minute. I just want to say this at this point, right? I said what I said last Monday in advance of a decision being communicated, and then I said what I said on Monday gone with the decision being communicated, and as far as I'm concerned with the decision that the song has been banned from Starcom Network and CBC, having cleared it originally, have now banned it. The issue as far as hearing the announcer on radio is dead, as far as Reading for Pleasure is concerned. You want to hear that? You can go on the tent. You're in the tent on Judging Night. If you want to hear it every day, you can go on YouTube and check for it. But as it relates to Starcom Network and taking that issue any further, there's no need for the issue to go any further. There are plenty of places, so there's no need to go back there.
I don't understand that, but I thought, right? that it also cost you a job, because I think you already covered David Ellison on.
No, it didn't come. It didn't cost me my job. I'm not sure. I'm not aware that it has cost me my job. I am here today, so okay. let's move on. But thanks, man. It's great to have me back. Yeah, thanks.
But not saying that Dennis didn't do a good job.
I think he did a great job, and I told him so today. And Sluggy was there too. Sluggy was being his usual cultural aficionado and nuisance and mischievous self. But that's Sluggy for you.
Would I butt me with Sluggy and Bad Butt?
I agree. Don't get frightened, man. I ain't crying. I agree. Sluggy's better with Ronnie.
I like Ronnie.
Yes. Now my mentor, man, is look at the Ronnie right. in this field.
Yes, you did a good job,
Dennis.
Dennis is a
professional
veteran.
Yeah, Dennis is an old vet. That's yes, right. I said it, an old vet. So Dennis will always be good, and plus Dennis is have a very welcoming spirit. So he's easy to talk to when he feels like it.
Everybody's different, my friend, and we're part of a team, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
4341790 Fireworks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, the youngest old man.
Hello, Capitan. Great to hear you.
Ahoy. Well, I would say that I missed you yesterday.
Aye.
And if you're accustomed to hearing somebody and you don't hear them, you know, if you're accustomed to something, sometimes. When you see or hear, you know, you would always be. It seems different to you, but a good job yesterday also. But we miss you. But Ronnie, I want to say something.
What's
Ronnie.
That?
In the other islands, people sing songs about the politicians, the sister, the mother, the grandmother, the doctor, the lawyer, everybody. So why is it now that here in our country you're not allowed now to sing about people?
Well, I'm not saying that you're not allowed to sing about people, but very few people are brave enough to do it in Barbados, and I think we've seen that very clearly over the years. And as I said earlier in the season, let's wait till the season is over, and then we can have our review and see if the things that concern those who observe trends actually came to light. It could very well be that that's not the case, and there could be a real Royal Rumble or a Summer Slam or a King of the Cage or Queen of the Cage happening at Piggity Crop, or it could be a nice show with some beautiful, lovely songs and hopefully no rain and a warm breeze blowing across
Kensington. Well, I just hope for the best. I hope that it will be a bumper crop over, and just praying that it will be crime free. I hope it for the best, because as I always said, this is my country. Even if I travel to somebody else's country, anything happens, they're going to tell me I'm a Barbadian, and this is where I have to go. So I want the best for my country.
And I agree with you that the thing relative to crime and violence and disorder, we just cannot afford that in Barbados. I mean,
this is
July the 10th, and we've already had over 30 murders in Barbados.
30,
I've never heard
32,
of it. I'm just saying over 30.
Oh.
And the type of murders we've had, terrible. I mean, no murder is good murder or acceptable murder. But some of them have just been for Barbados. You know, it's strange.
And tourism is our main industry.
It's true.
It is vital to us.
It's true.
You know,
very true.
And it's sending a bad message.
And at this time, which is supposed to be a slower season, but crop over brings more people in. We got to be careful every single day of the year. You know, we do. We really do. We got to do a better job there. Those are the kind of things that we got to be focusing on, you know?
Yeah, well, I just hoping and praying for the best, because this is my home. And I am proud of my country.
Amen.
But I wish you all the best. I enjoy you every evening. I was fortunate to get you today. Because you look, my fingers, the sketch arthritis, the phone, had to go and buy fresh phone by dialing you and Larry.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yes, dear. That is a classic.
So I wish you all the best. I wish you good. Listen, you know that Gerard Dickey is my favorite author.
Yeah, okay.
I have a good few books with him.
I appreciate that.
And I met him in person for the first time. He was here. I met him in person at Bobby's Public Library. And I made sure that I had to be there to see that gentleman. He's a wonderful gentleman, and I love his book.
So he's a real man then?
He is.
He does exist.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
And some guy with locks, rascal locks.
You talking about Sluggy or you talking about Eric Jerome Dickey?
I talk about Eric.
I'm more handsome than Eric Jerome Dickey.
Look at my honey.
I'm much more handsome than Eric Jerome Dickey.
I will have to see to say that, but because I know he handsome.
Well, I can see he's more handsome than me.
Oh boy.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, ma'am.
To you and everybody, be safe. And I want to say this. I know that this is our festivity time. If you're going to drink, do not drive. And if you're going to drive, do not drink. I'm not advocating alcohol, but have a designated driver, pay a taxi, or get asleep. And then when you get your rest, you move again.
I agree. All right. Sluggy, that's a serious thing when you're tired and you don't get that nap before you move up. There's nothing wrong in you pulling up the windows. You get the car park, you come out the club, you come out the fair, and you're just tired, you're spent. Not that you're bent in terms of alcohol, but your body just shut down. Don't correct. Move off, man. Lock up the car
now,
and
hold,
fall
hold
asleep.
A little. Sometimes, right, Ronnie, and this is so real, sometimes a little 20. Sometimes a quick little one, like you real, real sleepy, like, me who I want quick, and you get back up. You feel so much better than you trying to fight through that and drive through that here. That is a serious thing. Sleep nearly take my life so much times.
Sometimes.
Taint, you see taint?
It's true.
It's coming from so much things, man. Don't want to go home.
Even sometimes, even when you get home, you tell yourself, man, all right, let me just rock back your seat a little bit, hold on 5
listen.
Minutes. And then when you wake up outside of home, the sun is up.
Listen.
Beating down on you. And you know, people, you sleeping in the car.
It's a good thing that it's a good. I love that way. Love really. If you love that way, Deacons, Rosemont, and in Jackson, my two homes.
Right.
I do it. That's happened to me so many times. And I don't drink. That's the thing.
Wow.
So that was just my tiredness.
Wow.
Wake up. Sound bright. People. People gain work.
Okay. 2 minutes after 3. Let's take more calls. Hello. Good afternoon. This is Fireworks.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Clark.
Yes, I am he. He am I. And Mr. That's, Watson, he's here.
Just as lady said, she was trying to get in yesterday.
Okay.
My phone ran out of charge. And I had wanted to say, Manners.
Manners.
You remember sometime I say your water and Ronnie is fire.
Yes.
But yesterday, I see you had the wind.
Yeah.
Right?
I saw the fire wasn't
there. Now, seeing that Mr. Clark said, forget about the reading for pleasure and the way it is. I'm not going to go that way, right? But there's a message coming out, and I want us to look at it, right? King Baba. Hello?
Yes, please.
That has just won the
Bashment Soka, the Yellow International Bashment Soka. He tied. He co-won it.
It's a tie, right?
He co-won it, yeah.
Good. Now, suppose something like that is to happen with the...
Pick of the crop.
Pick of the crop.
Yeah.
Right? Would it be share? And is King Baba is going to share... that win with the other gentleman?
Well, hold on. Let me tell you this. As far as I'm aware, because you've got the ranking system, and this question was asked earlier in the season. I don't think I came back to it. If you've got 7 judges and there are 7 first places, then it really comes down to, as far as the ranking is concerned, if the points are even, because you know there are a certain number of points attributed to finishing first or finishing 17th or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
It would be that. It would be the person that had the most first places or the higher positions until they get a winner, as far as I'm aware. But I'll get that clarified from the NCF. Because before, when it was the other type of points tabulation, you know, you have people winning by 0.2 tenths of, well, 0.2 points, because I read in The Nation that Rita beat John King by 0.2 points. So that technically is 0.2 points.
How much by the beat Blood by?
0.25.
Right.
So I'm saying there was an even smaller margin in 1988, according to what I read in the paper.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get that kind of separation with ranking points per se, because it's not like the scores, and then they throw away the top one, they throw away the bottom one, and then they have an average for the two performances. It's not like that. It's if you finish first of the 17, you get 20. And then it goes down to, I think, whatever the case may be, down to one. Last year, hence you got the song Brilliant Judge that put Donella last, there was only one odd value, and that was 1 for 10th. So if a person ended up with an odd score last year, they had to finish last on one of the 7 judges' scorecards. It won't be easy to determine that this year, because there's more than one odd value in the list of 17. So that's going to make it even more intriguing. That's why I say the names of the judges should be next to the scores, so we are all clear on who scored what. And you know what? It should be for Bashman Soka, because then we would not be having this discussion now. We would be able to see, Sluggy, how the judges scored the respective people, and we would not be speculating. It would be clear. It would be transparent.
All right.
Just what you said is what I think of, right? Because I was going to come now to the announcer about the judges being put into the Hall of Fame
For being brilliant.
For being brilliant.
No, I said Hall of Fame, not Calypso Jail. You may recall in 2007 with a song called Wrong Decision, live at the stadium only in the last verse, there was a verse about sending judges to Calypso Jail. That was 2007. This is 2019. I want them to change accommodation to something more fitting and of higher office, and that would be the Hall of Fame. Once you reach the Hall of Fame, you've gone clear.
Okay. Now, this tune, and you will know this is familiar, because Mr. Dickey seems to be a very popular person, because a lady called in yesterday and said in St. Vincent, there's the back of the rear back of the car.
Right.
Call it the Dickey or so like that. Right?
Okay.
But then the one now that all she wants is the key.
That's Satchmo and Sam Pebbles. Yes, that's good to go.
Right. So
over 40 years ago.
That's why you see I left out what you said, put it that thing, because I couldn't get it figured out.
Mm.
Right? And I think it's not so thing. Anyhow, I would just leave it at that, because to me, I find that when you're popular, people try to make you unpopular, but it makes you more popular than anything else.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
I will make sure that I get a copy of that.
Okay.
Reading for me, it will be my pleasure. Reading for pleasure. Right? For a lot more reading in the classroom.
Well, I encourage you to read V.S. Naipaul and Derek Walcott and George Lamin and Kamal Brathwaite and Tom Clark. And people like Bruce St. John and Jean Rhys and Lovelace and Carter and CLRJ. All of those persons have been mentioned throughout the course of the past 6 weeks. You know, all giants. So continue to read, my friend.
I have books and them, you know, even Siago, right?
Yes.
Mr. Gonzalez just wrote 2 books.
And it's important. It's important for people to write their memoirs.
Now, right.
By the grace of God, I would love to finish my book called In the Chair and on the Ear as an army kid, you know. So, when that time comes, by the grace of God, we'll deal with that, because
that
would be interesting to read.
The last thing, right? Because I don't want people to think that it's bigging you up too much. But you see that lyrical writing, that is what you call craft, right? When I listen to the reading.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, you enjoy the day and manners.
Manners.
Right. I don't know what you look like, right? but I enjoy talking to you.
Well, he says he's handsome. He's more handsome than a popular author, so he's very confident.
I won't be able to see because I'm visually.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, man.
All right, fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM. Remember Soca, Flow Soca on the Hill. Taste of Paradise, the world's greatest soca party. Sunday, July 21st, Farley Hill National Park, St. Peter, Barbados. Early bird tickets available now for $60 while stocks last. I beg your pardon. The tickets are the general tickets. The early birds have gone, of course. And you've got the premium all-inclusive experience tickets to purchase too. Get your tickets from the box offices, including online at ticketlinks.com. Doors open at 12 noon. So see you at Flow Soca on the Hill. Welcome to Paradise for the entertainment, providing quality entertainment for quality people. It is fireworks and we say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to the two best that I've heard on the show. I did enjoy Mr. DJ, because Mr. DJ is one of my favorites, too. And I think I enjoyed that show yesterday. I also enjoyed you guys in general. And let's get that straight. But one of the things I want to look at is like, I have a problem looking at the prize money that was meted out or shared out between Esker and King Baba.
How come? How come you have a problem?
My problem arises that first prize is supposed to be $60,000 for the winner.
Mm-hmm.
In this event, there were two winners. And if first prize is $60,000, it meant that the organizers should be looking for the next $60,000 to give to the next winner.
How come?
Can give to
Why?
It's simply you're going to give two trophies. In other sports, if it was sport, etc., and there were two winners,
They
would have to get two gold medals. You can't tell a fella hold the gold medal and cut it in half.
What sport? Any sports.
Individual too.
If two runners.
If there was no tiebreak.
If two runners get the same time, then they look at different parts of the body.
No, but if the photo finished, you couldn't split it. You'd have to have two golds and a
but bronze. I tell you how it's happened for the Olympics.
Right, but
because it happened to even one of our own as well.
But I'm saying that if they can't separate you at the photo finish, then you're joint first.
Right, but if all right,
there's no way, you know.
It is something that if looked at legally, and one of them winners decide to take it to court, they could win.
Well, you don't know. All right, but hold on. Yeah. We don't know what the contract says. We don't know what they signed. We don't know what the clauses are pertaining to. In the event of a tie, the following shall occur. We don't know that.
I don't think they went that far.
But I don't know. But I don't know. But what I do know.
And come back to the point where you always mention about judging. You know, you emphasize upon judging.
Well, it has to be. When you get hammered by them for so long, it has to be.
Great.
Hmm.
If the judging come up great, and that was the and as is the situation arise at decision arise at $60,000 is the winners. There are two winners, and the organizers should be make a fork out $60,000 for each person.
Well, it's strange.
$1,000.
Let me tell you that it is strange because. You don't normally see two people tie first.
Isn't that strange?
You know, you don't normally see two. Well, this is strange. You don't. Sluggy, how many times do you see two people tie first and then you have a second and you have a third?
Yeah, I can't remember seeing it.
So, Roll, I'm saying that is strange.
This is at school sports, primary school, and them kind of things. But this is business. This is a business arrangement. And they're speaking and stressing about the age competitor new. The rules. If each competitor knew the rules, they knew the prize money.
Yeah, but we don't know what the contract says about allocation of prizes, right? And it's an interesting position because you say, do you split the 60? And the second place who's been announced in second place and the sole amount of money for second place is 15,000 gets the 15. And then the third place gets the 5 because it was 80 for one and then it was split for... Oh, 80 for 1. I wish West Indies would have had that a few more times inside the World Cup. $80,000 for one. And then it was nothing for anybody else. But this time it was 60, 15, 5, and performance fee. I don't know what the performance fee was, but let's assume it was $500, right? Or $1,000. Fact is, unless they're going to put an additional 60, they did not want to spend more than what they already were giving away. They want to make it fairer for people to earn something that didn't win, right? So I don't expect that they would give $60,000 twice for the first prize. I just don't see it.
All right, Ronnie. Hello? You still there? You still there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
The overall winner of the competition shall receive the grand prize of $60,000 Barbados. Where there is a tie for first place, the grand prize shall be equally divided between the winners. That is from the contract. The finalist who places second in the competition shall receive the prize of $15,000 Barbados. Where there is a tie for the second place, the second position prize shall be equally divided between the winners. The finalist who places third,
$5,000. And then where there's a play, so they got it covered.
That is from the
30,000 each.
That's from the contract.
Those are the rules. They signed to that.
I was sending so you could show it on, so you could read it on computer and stuff.
Then why make another trophy?
Pardon?
Then why make another trophy to present?
So that both winners may have a trophy.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
They have it in the contract, but we can't argue it, sir. I know you can speak morally, but we can't argue legally because it's in the contract.
And if you sign it, you sign it.
This is in the contract. Sorry.
It need review.
I agree.
The competitors next
I don't disagree, but it's in the contract.
That's quite explicit because if you put 60 and there are two winners, each person should get 60. 60 should not be divided or depreciated. I am a very serious person when I come looking at anything.
Agree, but
I'm sure Ronnie, neither Ronnie nor I disagree with you.
60 because, divided by 2.
We don't disagree with you, but we're just saying that legally they are covered.
Well, what one of the three of us could do is donate another 60 next year, so both get 60.
That we could do because it's a private show as well, and everybody's taught until it's time to help.
Aye. All right.
And before I go to the most controversial song, Dickie is a brand name gear here in the USA.
It is true.
When I first saw it in the stores and for school and school children uniforms, blouses to women, jackets to men, and the sign is right on to the front. It is labeled on the front. Not in colors. These brand name gears don't carry colors, they carry up front.
And all I would have to say to that is, irrespective of how legitimate the brand is and what it represents and how it is spelled, some people can only hear one thing, which is not the fault of the brand, in the same way it's not the fault of the author. But that's just the way life is. How far you go in terms of ruling on that, well, that's a unique decision based upon where you are and who you are. All right?
I know, but let's come back down to image. And I could guess that the station is looking at the image. Remember the other day I was telling them that all companies and everybody is looking at the image. And that part with me is understood. It means that your song is offensive because people tend to want to put things in perspective. And all of us look at something, we put the own analyzation teeth and say this and say that. But I see nothing wrong. I think you was very witty, creative, as a Spicean, artistic, and, you know, the other word, controversial.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't have any bacon for breakfast, I can tell you that. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ronnie Clark and Mr. Manners.
Manners.
Hello.
That's right. This is Radical Brian here.
How you doing, Radical?
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Yes. Okay, I just want to say one thing. I just want to say thank you, Ronnie, for coming back on StarCon Fireworks from today because I missed you yesterday. And I enjoy your commentary on your song called Reading for Pleasure.
All right.
Which, I, obviously, as a born-again Christian, have no problem with it at all, because some of those Christians who maybe, this is my humble opinion, who are against your song is because some of them may enjoy songs by the Mighty Sparrow and by the orchestra from Donkey Years way back then. That's my humble opinion.
Oh, be careful how you say Donkey Years. They might think you mean something else.
Oh, okay, like 50 years, 60 years before we were even born.
All right, we'll leave out the donkey.
Yeah. Okay, apart from that, dear.
Yes.
Excuse me, I lost words, but I'm just trying. Yes, Sluggy, how things keeping with you, man?
Could be better, but it's surviving.
Same here. I just want to say that this year's crop over, even though it's a bit lukewarm, in my humble opinion, hopefully by the end of the season, things will start to pick up.
Child, you come out yet? You come out as yet for the season or not?
No, unfortunately, I haven't been out.
So how you know?
I mean, based on the songs that I'm hearing on the radio.
Oh, the radio can't play certain songs. The radio can't play everything.
I know.
So come out. You could check out Bacchanal Thursdays. Be good. You could go to the Calypso Tanks this Thursday. Judging starts. So I guarantee if you come out, you can get a different vibe than just the radio.
Something happening every night for sure.
Yeah, because I used to go to the Tanks before, but then somehow things took to me. But nevertheless, one thing for sure,
mm-hmm.
I enjoy some sweet social commentary for this year's crop over so far.
Me too.
Well, good. You done got your picks already. You done got your favorites that you're looking to see do well.
Well, I got three picks so far.
Who?
Donella is at number one.
Got to be. Scanyo?
Well, Scanyo will be in the top five with Barbados.
Oh, go ahead. So who's your number two quickly? Who's your number two?
All of us, Mr. Dale with Daddy.
Oh my gosh. So Donella at number one. The great Mr. Dale at number two. And who's your number three?
Then I got Ramesses Brown with Ramesses.
Oh, that bass on the radio.
Well, Ramesses Brown, to me, he is like, who am I considered to be? The godson of soca. The same way how James Brown is the godfather of soul.
Wow.
Ramesses Brown is the godson of soca.
Wow. Well, his tent had an in-house competition. And a young lady by the name of Sammy G.
With a song that Colin Spencer wrote.
With won that in-house competition with a song that Colin Spencer wrote. So she probably beat Ramesses in that in-house competition.
Don't sleep on Sammy G, yeah?
So that is why I tell you have to come out, because you got Ramesses in your top three and a tent mate of his win his in-house competition, not him. So that's why I tell you the radio can be misleading.
Got to be judging night.
You have to come out to judging night. And if you can't, try to make the finals. Trust me.
Oh, yeah. Because I definitely be watching it on TV.
Yeah, because you see people like Classic as well. Classic is going to do a lot of damage as well.
Oh, Lord. Don't even talk about Classic. Talk about Classic. Classic is one of the most overlooked talismans of all time.
Yeah.
Even though he won the crown in 2015.
Yes.
In bed together, something fishy.
Yeah. And then you got, and then you have youngsters like Jamal Slocum, who's going to be good too. You got to come out, man.
Oh, Lord. To me, he's like Sheldon Hope. Because Jamal Slocum has a very beautiful voice. He has a nice voice.
Yeah, Sheldon Hope is a gem. We need to batch Mr. Hope.
Oh, yeah.
He's working hard at Parkinson. He's a year ahead of the fifth forms now, so you know how that is with graduation and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And me, I soon got to graduate from BCC as well too, because I did music with Roger Giddens,
mm-hmm.
It's 2014, and it got two pretty good. So I'm hoping to graduate this November coming.
Congratulations. Well, so
you know finishing up?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's nice, man. That's one of the best programs in the world.
Of course, most definitely.
Yeah, it's a graduate of that program as well, so he represented it.
That is so good. I have strong. To pick up Roger Giddens.
Oh, yes, that is the maestro. Yeah, Pernell, you know, Pernell Farley is my godfather. He changed my life.
Okay, no, that's
yeah.
It. And also, I got big up my former teacher from Foundation School, Mr. David Weatherhead as well, too.
Oh, that's a genius on many different levels. Mr. Weatherhead is so all Ronnie must have a conversation with in depth on here.
Oh, David Weatherhead?
Oh, my gosh.
Magnificent, magnificent gentleman.
That man is pure excellence.
He's a cricket coach, too, I understand, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, man, listen, he teach other things besides music at BCC.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
Weatherhead is a cyborg.
Indeed. A great writer as well.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. All right, thank you for calling.
I know probably we'll talk tomorrow.
Yes.
Or sometime during the week.
All
okay,
right.
Okay, buddy. Thank
Fireworks
you.
With the kind compliments of West India Waterproofing, Rotoplastics, Barbados Limited, as well as Coscap and some brand of products. Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience.
Good afternoon, Mr. Clark.
Greetings.
You don't know how I feel hearing your voice this evening. And they little bit sluggy, because sluggy, you know you're a bit sluggy now and then. But I feel real good to hear your voice this evening.
Thank you.
It wasn't so. You ever hear the saying Capis and Pepper?
Yes, indeed.
You know the interpretation of Capis and Pepper?
But hold on. You got to be careful these days when you're saying these things, because, you know, that might get banned too. So I prefer if you didn't say Cat and Pepper, okay? Just say Cat and Pepper. Everything is under scrutiny these days.
Oh, okay, right.
But you can't say urine. There's nothing wrong with saying cat urine.
Listen. Just keep all smut away from fireworks, okay? Thank you. Proceed.
Well, I feel so good. I even know what to say about it. I can't hear you.
Well, this is Wesley.
I appreciate that, man.
This is Wesley.
I had a little group starting to form that in case things don't happen. You see that word they use, that two words, CP?
Yeah.
That was a start for this station, and that is no joke.
Okay.
So, thanks.
Wow.
Great to have your support.
Thank you.
All right?
Yep.
All right. Remember, Cave Shepherd All-Stars judging, and then all the other tents judging following. You've got Gladiators. We've got six tents open. Go out and support them. Sluggy, if you're not there on judging night, you can have your opinions about who you would have liked to have seen get in. But if you didn't stay awake from the first song at 8 o'clock until the last one at midnight in some cases, times six, because the judges have to do it because they are there, right?
Is six tents being judged?
It's six tents, yeah. Six tents.
I thought it was seven.
Six tents. Six. Nice. Who's the seventh?
Shining Stars.
All right, let's go. Shining Stars is the last one. All right, you got All Stars. You got House of Soca.
Mm-hmm.
You got Big Show.
Mm-hmm, the Tree.
Right? You've got Stray Cats.
For Super Gladiators.
Super Gladiators and Shining Stars.
Oh, good.
That's six.
That's all?
Six tents. But remember, the experienced tent members would have gone in with Stray Cats.
Oh.
So they've got strong representation. They've got Apache in there, Sammy Jane in there, Ultimate. The Doc in there, got Eno Bong inside there.
So Ultimate finish as well.
Ultimate does not judge.
Oh, they don't?
What happens is that the members, because they have their Kingdom Culture International Church in Fontebel.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the members, such as Jude and JL and Billboard mm-hmm. and Dynamo, they're in various tents. So they would be with their tents on the given nights, but on Friday, they come into the tent. And they have guest artists as well. I mean, Popsicle was there previously. I'm pretty sure the announcer won't be there performing, but he may attend there to see what the tent is about, you know. I think if you were a betting man, you would put money on that. Hello, good afternoon, fireworks.
Is this Mr. Clark?
This is Ronald Leon Harvey Clark III.
No, thank God. I didn't hear you say it. I didn't know what to say. But now I hear today, I say, yoo-hoo!
All right.
I feel so good. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have you. I didn't know what to say at all. I didn't feel bad, but thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
All right?
Okay, bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. 27 minutes to the hour of 4.
One song coming. I left the radio, gave up my morning show, duty call, so I had to go. I get a bigger pick, when beg for an NCF needs a CEO. Let me tell you, changes are coming. Get out there now and spread the word. I feel they had a plan, but as I land, you won't believe what I heard. It is a fact. Yes, I am back. And I say only one song will do. Anybody who don't respect the skipper, you could tell them fuck you. Things tight, and money talks, and a lot of wanna singing for free. So I carrying out instructions for the mother country. And it is one song that I want. One song I must get. See like a topic, but on your lyrics, all in one basket. Well, if it's one song, that's the one. One song they will hear, but people singing
not for the bringing. One song every year. Boy. I get a ministry, not good enough for me. Why should I want a plantation? UNC are looking nice, the fool's paradise. Now paying me attention. Don't forget Calypso is traveling. Pack your one song and up the thing. I am a Calypso, so let them know.
When they're coming for king,
it is a fact,
is a fact.
Yes, I am back.
Yes, I am back.
On my feet again, I get through. Anybody who don't hail the skipper, you can tell them fuck you. Things tight, a money talks, and a lot of wanna singing for free. So Carol carrying out instructions for the mother country. And it is a one song that I want. You hear me? One song I must get. Sing about the shootings, what Marshall doing? All in one basket. Well, if it's one song that they want, one song they will hear. Think I's a dummy, they're making money. Read one song every year. Yes. One song, yes. I telling you again, I can show you when black and beautiful like before. Each time they shoot and kill on these fields and hills, I'm still asking how many more. Man, I will jump and wave when they stop it. That is excellent, no more fight. Then I'll be in the mood to behave rude
and wreck a bumper tonight.
It is a fact,
it's a fact
that you are back.
Yes, I am back.
You only neck and bear sport, hush do. The day I can't get along with the skipper, I will tell you fuck you. Things tight, money talks. Sometimes I do like to talk for free. But trouble me, the queen bee will show you who's the mother country.
One song that I want, one song I must get.
I cost a living, who did the TV? All in one basket. Well, if it's
one song that you want,
one song you will hear. What people singing, some even winning.
Read one song every year.
Yes, one song that you want. You get it?
One song you will get.
The fare increases, but we're the bosses. All in one basket. Well, if it's
one song that you want,
one song you will hear. What people singing, some even winning.
With one song every year.
One song that you want, you get it? One song you will get.
William Wave, a.k.a. Classic, man who's been on the scene since the early 1980s, won one crown but been to the final many times and always brought us songs that make us think, make us happy. And that song, one song, it is anticipated that from the first Citizens Digicel, the big show, that Classic will be one of a number that will be making it from the big show. But remember, judging night, you have to be there.
We call it here another one song by a youngster, and this youngster small
from that 10 Jamal Slocum.
No, a one song. This song is about one song also.
Sarah. Oh, you mean you're Saru? Oh,
and Saru's
he sang that. He sang that in here, right?
Ooh.
He sang that in here, and you don't have to. You don't have to guess what that is going to sound like.
That young man is pure.
He's a natural.
Let me tell you.
And it's not that he's a natural and he has a vocal gift. He actually puts 100% in,
yeah,
and strives for perfection.
Fire, yeah, ain't just the gift. The talent don't be. Talent alone can only take you so far. It's the fire that he got.
And he has a lot of people behind him wanting him to go all the way. Look,
yeah.
When you're in a competition with that type of talent, and of course Adrian for so many years, and
yeah.
Ian was in competition, if your song allows and they deserve,
mm-hmm.
from a competition perspective, to be a part of it at some point,
mm-hmm.
for jousting purposes, right? Mm-hmm. Then you do that. But you're not going to sing in terms of singing. I mean, your singing might be appropriate for your rendition for your song and your limited range.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going to compete with what those guys are going to be able to do with their voice. So you know you're in a competition with those guys. They're doing what they do at an exceptionally high level. You just have to use your strengths and see where you fall at the end of it.
Yeah.
But you also have to appreciate what they're doing when you see them perform.
You have to, because those are guys that can take songs that aren't popular people didn't really know them, performing for the first time and still coming to top 3-4, like what Adrian's do.
Yeah, you can't, if you really love it, you have to appreciate anything that is done well in a competition that you are in.
For real.
You're not hoping, I hope he forgets his lyrics, I hope he misses his cue, I hope he drops down and falls off a stage.
Yeah, like, it still wants to.
But there are people that want that for you.
Oh.
Right? But I'm saying if you really love it, you want the best, doing the best, being the best, and the judges hopefully selecting the best. That's what you want.
Yeah, for sure.
And you want to see when you get to the finals, in this instance, 17 performances that just... And there's a half time. I think there's going to be a half time. And if you're in that first half, you ain't coming back in the second half. Whoever's in that second half is forming the second half.
Did a half time?
Look, semifinals. I'm asking, right? Semifinals, you put down 18 performances.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to a final, you really don't want the event to go from top to bottom without a break in between it.
17 songs? But that, the first half and second half?
8 and 9.
But that, I feel...
You think it's going to run 1 to 17?
No, but I think it won't know. Support the second half better.
Pardon?
Support the second half better.
So what? As Justy would say, so what? Yeah, so
hurt.
What?
Because you know that can hurt a lot of hearts.
Who cares if you like intermission or not?
At the Soccer Morning semifinals.
Right.
Betty B came on first.
Yes.
But when the show finished, everyone was, picking who to think going through.
Mm.
I had Betty B in there clear. But everyone forgot because she performed first and then I had an intermission. Then I had a second half.
All right. What's wrong with that? Judges got to eat. Judges got to refresh themselves.
You could go to somebody that people, like Hoking Bubba, performed early. Hoking Bubba was good.
No, I wasn't there. I'll tell you why. Because Cape Chevrolet All Stars had 10.
Yeah, it's all you can.
And I went to watch the tent. Trying to separate the personas here. I was watching the tent. And the tent finished late.
Mm-hmm.
And then... when I made my way to Pirates Cove,
mm-hmm.
Mo was performing. And he was the last performer.
Mm.
And I made this point, but I look back on YouTube. When you see those performances on YouTube, it's not the same as being there on the night with that atmosphere and that excitement.
Yeah.
And the reality is, persons can win in a competition. But when you play back on YouTube, the performers can be very below par, even though they won.
Yeah.
We got social media now where you don't have to wait on CBC to show a video to see what was what. You can see it at the click of a button. So it's not the same thing as judging off YouTube, the same way people judge off radio. You have to be there. You have to be there. So when people ask me, what do I think about the Bashman Soca? I can't comment in depth because I didn't make it to see all the performances of the final itself and I wasn't there.
But you watched about both?
I haven't watched all.
But you watched about both winners?
No, I didn't see Bubba yet.
Bubba was about this, like he was early.
Right.
And SK touched more close to home because, he said certain things on stage that...
But has it come down to a last verse?
Yes.
This?
Yes. Just
like is that all it is?
Just like Pickety Crawl.
No, but it's not the same as Pickety Crawl.
Just like
and I'll tell you why.
No, it's not the same.
I'll tell you why it's not the same.
It's not the same, but it is close.
Because you don't have to weave any... The impact may be the same because it comes at the same point in the performance.
I'm telling you.
But you don't have to weave it in like how you weave it in Pickety Crawl. Case in point. You sing a song like The Man They Love to Hate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like me, they don't want me. You sing about the B's, you sing about the D's. And then you come to the last verse... and there are certain people that you want to deal with. Because that's how it works for those in Pickety Crawl. But you have to fit it into the song.
Right.
So if politics were the themes for the first two verses, then you've got to find a way to introduce that last part by making that link with politics. You can't all of a sudden come out and bonfire upon the people in the competition with you. You've got to make it fit the theme.
You're saying in Pickety Crawl you have to?
I'm saying that is ideal.
Oh.
That is ideal.
Because I've seen it Pickety Crawl. Men singing songs about flowers.
Right.
And then this last verse and the last lines, the men sing about cars.
But the complaint is that people do exactly what you're saying they do.
Yes.
But I'm saying when it's done well. First, for example, it happened with Man They Love to Hate. Things We Do for Love. Go and watch it by Ian.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. That last verse was one of the best last verses ever.
I was there. Life.
And then certain things happened,
yeah,
which made it seem as though, well, How did he get that last verse? He must have planned what happened before in order for him to sing it in the last verse. So I'm saying the Bashment Soul can always come down to like a Bajan dub face off.
That way it is.
You sing two lines and you stop.
That way it is. Don't mind everybody focusing on the name Soca, but we just say it is like Song Clash.
But that's what it is.
You can't find the Song Clash.
But that's not. But for Mara Rose now, you don't stand a chance if you ain't doing that then, because the reaction on the night comes from that.
Yeah, not yet. And one, she's a lady.
Well, Sita's a lady too, and she was flinging fire last year.
But she came second, and then this year she was annihilated.
Well, apparently the reports are saying that she just walked off. She had some difficulties, etc. Yes,
because she missed her cues with the band.
Okay.
But Mara Rose knows not necessarily a clash artist, but how Mara can win if Mara continues to build her fan base, because Mara have a huge following. If she continues to build it and then she gets better, she could very well get as much forward as someone else without having to clash anyone.
Well, in Picket Cop, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
What's her name? Crystal has done it on rare occasions and not with the same ferocity and fire that other people have. TC's come out firing on a couple of occasions.
And listen, and I don't want, like, you know, crying over spilled milk, but in my opinion, look at Crystal and TC. Crystal Cummings Beckles holder is amazing. I've seen finals nights where I could not detect a single mistake. She still can't win because she had that fire last verse calling people names.
I remember she came second to Ian in 2013.
Right, second in winning. So that we're talking about, we saw to me.
Hey. Liverpool finished second behind Man City, so be careful with that. Careful. Right,
but I'm showing you how to me Picky Crop is like that sometimes, just that we don't like to admit it. Because how it is, you got categories. And if people look at Crystal Lane, a lot of finals, I'm not saying she should win every one, of course not, but no, at least two occasions that was there, Crystal was on fire. She was really good. He make a single mistake, cover every point of the stage. No, the arrangement and the marriage between arrangement and her rendition was spot on. Everything, and then she comes second. And you know why she comes second? Because she had a fire last verse when she's saying that Ronnie here patchy and Colin Spence your horse and you know, the pants too tight, because she ain't do that in she last verse, she ain't gonna win just so.
Fireworks on VOB 92.9 FM.
It is what it is.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon.
Good please. Afternoon, hi. Manners.
Manners. Sluggy.
Yes, please.
Ronnie.
Yes.
Are you on air?
You are,
of
indeed.
Course you are.
Right. This is what I want to see if the TNA to the Bashment worker, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Then I ain't got no problem with it, Tay. A Tay is a Tay. A bounty could only be a bounty. So even if two people win the bounty, it got split because that was the bounty direct.
Right.
Right. But what got me now about the King Bubba song is that for what I know to be Bashment, I do consider it a Bashment song because it lacking the instructions, the instructive part of the song now that gonna make it real Bashment. I gonna make it really create that vibe inside the party.
I don't agree, you know, and I'll tell you why. There are songs that they will make you throw your hand in the air without you having to tell the person throw your hand in the air. And when he says she always bend over without telling you or to bend over, instinctively some people will because the presentation on stage is exactly that. Exactly that. But that, I get what you're saying in terms of a girl, I want you to bend down, cock it up, pooch back, look back, smile, wink, kiss me. I mean,
I understand.
Those are the instruction songs.
I understand what he's saying, but...
Because that's the real thing. Because what happened is this is how I class Bashment Soca. I see Bashment Soca as similar to the dance hall, back to the dance hall genre. Is a
dance hall mix with Soca.
Right, for the party, you know, that going to create that vibe, that party vibe, no, like, for me, for example, or the greatest Bashment Soca song ever sang to this day was Godong, lyric, whoa, Bashment in tone. But at that point in time, the genre wasn't branded. And even from that effect, from that Walla had that Chihuahua get, you even get the old people feeling the song and getting down to the young people.
But listen.
But not in a...
He also got Marshall on the remix. So you have to ask yourself, how many Bashment songs getting Marshall on a remix, Sean Paul on a remix, Conscience on a remix, and, yeah. And going beyond Barbados. Some of them songs ain't going past Barbados.
That is true, but I can show you why I can show you why. At that point in time, when Chihuahua brought Gadon, right? Chihuahua had, I think he followed up with, or that senior year he had Can't Wait. And I think he ended up touring, saying looking like 53 territories within two songs.
Can't wait.
At that point in time, Can't wait. That's right. So what happened is at that point in time, Chihuahua had the biggest, one of the biggest songs in the world, but Marshall was the biggest recognized thing in the soca genre. So what he do, he jumped on Chihuahua's song and do the remix. Because the song was actually that hard that like people took to the song that to a high level. And like for years, Chihuahua was doing this thing called Bashment Soca. But from my eyes, I realized that it got branded wrong. My boy Stiffy. After Stiffy bring the song right it, that went no true crop over as a Bashment song in 2014. And from there, the genre opened up.
But remember, Ride It was originally on a Jamaican rhythm, as far as I recall.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right. And then there was a local rhythm created for it, which didn't have the same urgency as the Jamaican dancehall one. It didn't have the same tones and drive, but people were accustomed to it, so they still moved with it because it was because it was already done.
And we got to please remember that because the music is relatively new or in its infancy still, Bashment Soca, what it is now is not what it used to be before. Bashment Soca, the sound of it has changed. You remember like Hard Wayne, that was Bashment Soca, mm-hmm. And then you had Garg, and the guys named itself off of Bashment Soca, Bashment Mains. But you had Garg, mm-hmm. And Big Ray, push, shub.
True.
Right, so
true.
Right, that was a different rhythm. That was that boom tip rhythm. That was that really different rhythm.
Yeah.
But now what Bashment Soca is now is it's limited to that beat. You know what I'm saying? It's similar to that. So Bashment Soca changed how it used to sound, what Bashment Soca was changed. Because remember Ronnie, that had a year when I had the Bashment Soca competition, and everyone had dub songs, but Mole had the old time Bashment song where he would say, We're going in raw. When Mole went funny with that song, which was a different beat compared to everyone else.
And here's the thing. Now you touch that. And we're looking at what people hear as opposed to what is actually being sung by an artist. You touched that Mole song, and they were singing, when he sang Bring My Glide, he wasn't talking about the segue that he was using in whatever performance.
Because we didn't know. Correct. Because
yeah,
he used
double entendre.
But we didn't know because he used words in the song that you all are not known with, that we know what the words mean. And it was playing on the radio, and what he was saying at the beginning of the song that was playing on the radio utter no don't know what the word mean. So that's why people were saying it, because on the street the word means something cruel. It won't say I won't make it all aware. The radio play the word because they don't know. But in the streets
it's true. In the streets, I've got.
So that was showing Ronnie, like, and the radio is to play. All know the radio is played because we don't know what the word means.
But here's what I'm saying, Sluggy. Songs making a leap from Barbados to the rest of the world,
yeah.
And King Bubba's song not being adjudged by this gentleman as a real Bashment Soca song. Let me show you what the plan is with the song by King Bubba. King Bubba needs a song in that genre that fits his show. You understand what I'm saying? It makes no sense for him to invest in a video or a performance on stage that is not going to fit along with songs like Tequila, Jiggle, what was the other one? Calling In Sick, and the big one he had, Mash Up The Place. So when he has a set, he's introducing Bashment Soca to an audience that the majority of people here that sing Bashment Soca aren't going to be on them same stages.
Right. If you watch King Bubba's style, though Ronnie and Caller, and you listen to King Bubba's delivery, King Bubba's sing in more dialect than anything else, and he's closer to chanting than singing. You understand? He's not a sweet soca artist or whatever. King Bubba's style is fairly raw and in dialect. Most of his songs, And his style is closer to chanting or what we call sing jay, like a sing jay.
Well, for those who don't,
so that is pure bashment. That he's not a big area or Edwin.
But Slugging,
King Bubba is bashment.
We have a reference point.
His delivery.
Because in the 1980s and early 1990s, there was a gentleman called Mighty Whitey.
Yeah.
And he gave a similar type of appeal to the audience at that time.
Correct.
It's just that in 2019, Bubba's current with what's happening now, and he's expanded his impact and reach. So a man like Bubba.
Bubba's bashment though, pure.
Bubba would perform, and remember he was a DJ. So don't forget that. Never forget that he was a DJ and pure a bashment DJ
pure
as well.
Pure bashment. And you can listen to Bubba style, jump up everybody, jump up. Jump. Bubba's pure bashment,
in fact,
buddy.
When Bubba used to. Hold on. When Bubba used to work at Starcom, Bubba was the one, you know, would try to sneak in a song or two. When you used to play records, when you used to play 45, and I would have to push the door and tell Bubba, watch your content.
Mm-hmm.
A few years after that, he produced a rhythm, and at the top of the rhythm was Foreigner Frank telling the artist, watch your content.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a reminder of the lengths to which you can go. And if you check what Bubba does, Bubba doesn't go past that line.
No.
Although now in bashment we have a phenomenon which is what the Jamaicans have done. Two versions of a song being sent to radio. The Thunderbolt rhythm with Lil Rick.
Mm-hmm.
He has a song called It Ain't Me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a radio version and there's a non-radio version.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Right? Now we never used to have that type of music in crop over where you would have a radio version and another version, because when Savage had, let me be careful here, She Fussy.
Mm-hmm.
The people in the Fet on the street used to sing something else.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Savage's fault.
Mm-hmm.
When Ras Ali had Panty Exposed,
mm-hmm.
the people on the road sang something else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what Red Plastic Bag wrote, and it's not what Ras Ali sang. And that's interesting, because when you look at the discussion we've had recently here in Barbados today, you're singing one thing, but people think something else.
Something else.
But they're what? Not. But you know, the difference there is it's not something that they are inserting, no pun intended, other than they are imagining another use of a word. So in both instances, the artist is saying one thing, but the audience is thinking something else. Bubba's never been down that line, as far as I'm aware, unless there's some versions out there that I don't know.
It's true, but Ronnie, you know, Shaker caught that so nice on behalf of the artist, because they know the artist is, we know exactly what they're writing and know exactly how it's supposed to go across, and know the difference between how the radio can take it and how the people can interpret it, right? But don't let me
know my point. Ronnie, that's true?
Yeah, but you can tell
me. I didn't hear what he said just now.
Okay.
I know told you. All right, let me put it.
So you can remind me now.
No, go ahead, buddy. Move on.
Right, that you just check a quote that nice see artist. But then what I'm telling you know about, bring back to what pertaining to what manners no see, right? My voice Pluggy.
Yeah.
About the
King Bubba?
The King Bubba and the his style and thing.
Yeah.
All right, let me carry from the actual artist delivering now. Let me get to before you get to deliverance. I've got this thing called mechanics of songwriting, right? When you does, where you does write, and then you does rewrite. The rewrite note is for extracting the song out of the story, so that when you actually bring the song out, the song more memorable, it more easy to sing, and that kind of thing. Bag is a perfect example of this. Bag, because Bag extract that song. Something's happening. Oh, something's happening. Bag extract the song out of that story. So when the song actually come out, it cannot sound like social commentary, because as you know, a commentary you speaking about what's going on. That is why the boy song, who the boy near now that had the song with Wednesday BT with Tip and Benova, what was a real nice song. But if he at least tell the girls to pound the hammer, to pound the nail, or to saw the wood and put instruction out into the song, he would have a better chance.
But he had instructions in the song, back off all the wood.
No, he got slight instructions, but if he get down to detail, no, and built his engine, no, built the hook, no,
he would have been. He would have been.
Because he had the biggest show. I disagree with you a thousand times.
I will say this in terms.
Stiffy ain't nothing easy, but it just looks so.
But my point on that was the presentation on the night included a skit in the middle of the song and an extended use, in my opinion, of Hotter Flame song. That's why I felt that the performance was a broken one. And the type of skit that came in the middle of the song, it wasn't impactful. In fact, it was the most impactful part of it.
It was
impactful because up until that point, the song wasn't hitting. It's when he dropped the Heart of Flames that he got the crowd up. A couple of verses after that, and then he walked off. So I'm saying, I like the you got the presentation, start, hit the song, do the presentation within the song, but don't stop the song to do a presentation. So if there was nothing in the rules that said you can't do it, well, kudos to the team.
And that was part of the clash.
Kudos right? to the team.
Song clash.
Right, but Ronnie, quick, before I go, right, even like, all right, as my man knows, it's a clash now. Like, I don't think that making it a clash vibe, like how that would work against Mara Rose as she now come in and she will not build that and she perform it because she just tells herself that let them come and deliver. I don't think that really, really, really should make it a strong point to make a song win or not, because when they look at the judging criteria, I don't see no points of people. What is calling OP Gongs? I don't see no points for them.
No, but you got lyrics. You have lyrics and P. Kong would be within your lyrics, because
and then it's not a robotic thing, like,
yeah,
I know we, yes, artists out there, people listening, they have criteria, yes, but we cannot fool ourselves. Still, there are human beings who are judging, probably fans of us or fans of the music, and they have emotions just like us. You cannot, and this is my thing with unless you are, and I don't think judges is trained for years and they come and judge, probably do a seminar or two. You understand? But they don't train for the whole year rigorously, because unless you are robotic, feelings and emotion come into it. You have a man performing and he breaking down the whole place, you are going to be caught up in the frenzy of the music. It's something psychological that you all can research on yourself, by yourselves and your own thing, but you cannot get away from it. Music affects us, buddy. Don't care what you do. So a man breaking down the whole place, Ronnie, he's going to touch you.
But he can still finish last.
And touch you?
I still finish last.
Impossible.
I still finish last.
Not last, that impossible. You will never see a crow favorite finish last.
And still finish last. Go ahead.
Donella was his crow favorite last year. So
Donella came second.
But somebody put her last.
No, you mean an individual point. I'm talking about the overall outcome.
No, but hold on. But hold up. One person put her last. And that one person could have determined that the crown went to Blood, because if Blood finished first in the eyes of the person who put her last, that's 19 points, which meant all the other 136 adjudications by the panel were essentially determined by the placing.
Yes.
Those four adjudications.
But you see, she still comes second, though. So that means...
But she could have won.
But one judge put she last, right?
And that could have been enough.
Right, but you understand my point. If they had six judges, one put her last. Mm. So it's still the majority.
But how could the majority of those judges place her higher than, let's say, fourth or third and one put her last? That's where you have to have that discussion to ask how that person got her last.
Because of us, like, you know, see it, because the emotions and feelings stay at play. Because if the songs have cautiously played past,
all right.
You understand?
I just explained that, Ronnie. We are human beings. So that person, the emotion did not hit that person.
Correct. I follow you.
However,
the whole unfair competition is easy to understand, buddy.
I'm glad you put that word in there.
It's not fair.
I'm glad you put that word in there.
No, but it's not fair.
Because there should still be a consistency that and accountability that comes to the adjudication by seven persons. And
should.
And they must see the need.
Should.
They must see the need.
Should or could.
To see it. Right? To share it. Which means because I am convinced we have enough judges in Barbados that are strong enough to say, yeah, I judged and scored a 67. This is how it went. So what? As opposed to, oh my Lord.
I would.
I scored 67. I don't want nobody know that I scored like 67.
I would.
But we just need enough. And then the others who were thinking, you know what? Me holding my convictions and being firm on that position is not a bad thing. Now it's actually being... a sense of qualifying for that post because I can do that, whereas before I didn't want to fit in with the quiet crowd. You know, that's important. Yes, anything else before we go?
Yeah, before you go, this is what you can see pertaining to the CM Bashment Soccer competition, right? Because there's a artist, so you can play, don't mean that for that word. What the young artists got to do, any artist that coming into it, right? Now got to find themselves in a more commercial Bashment song that could spread more further. So we still got to get more creative and we writing on so that I in the day know that a new one of we could be a lyric, a new one of we could be a King Bubba, that although we ain't move yet, are limitedly moving, traveling, that the song could be so nice and take the world by its time, that we could move with the song. Because every song logo an international appeal. Some songs, there's appeal to home, although it might get crossover. It might get crossover, and the people that come from home and other places might be banging it. But it's for a song like Feeling Hot, Hot, Hot. We want a Bashment Soca song like Feeling Hot, 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 in a sense, that it can carry this whole big international appeal.
Well,
that can make the genre even boost even bigger and bigger. But what you can see is that next year, gaining that competition.
Good.
All hands down. Trust me.
One more question. Somebody told me it's time to shut down the International Bashment Soca competition, that it is not taking the music beyond the shores of Barbados. What do you think?
Well, I think that's their opinion, but their opinion might not be the crux of the matter. You know what I mean? Because in the day, when it comes on to marketing, you know, when it comes on to the business, anybody can move that haven't even entered or ran that competition. So even before the competition, I take some time to see what the people want, to know how to move. So I know when they come and approach this thing again, how we're going to approach it, because they see what the people want. So it's all about, in India, it's all about marketing, even before you get to that competition, because the world is the market, and the Bashment Soca is a vehicle now to help you go through the market of the world.
And how important is social media for Bashment Soca?
So everything. Social media is important, everything, especially once you're in the business. You could be selling ions or you could be selling ideas. Social media is a wonderful avenue, a wonderful platform, because the people want visual, the people want to see you, the people want to hear you, the people want to be able to go back on the phone quick so and bring back that little click. That's how that youngster know King of Barbados, that SKU, gets so big, because the people like the visual that he is paying out there and making them laugh. So that's marketing up on his part, so he going to take off too.
All right. All right.
Thanks for having me, man.
Appreciate your call. Excellent call. Excellent call, Sluggy. Sluggy?
Yes.
Excellent call.
Okay.
I think he said, whether you're selling onions or ideas, right? Well, I like the idea of selling onions. 10 minutes after 4.